understand your feeling. To forget my own and let you go. Darling, I won't raise a hand to stop you. Just let me say one thing before you go.
Come to me whenever you get lonely. Just
run it, run it, run it, run it.
You're asking me to understand your feeling. To forget my own and let you go. Darling, I won't raise a hand to stop you. Just let me say one thing before you go.
Come to me whenever you get lonely. Just reach out a hand and there I'll be. My love will light the way out of the darkness.
If you ever need a true love, call to me. I believe the time alone will change you.
Reaching out to Pamela. Pamela going big up herself, you know, see. Says she enjoying the music, you know, see.
So when you're tired of chasing rainbows,
Lady Karen going big up herself, you know, see.
When there I be.
Just remember you're tuning to the positive by CKUT 913 FM. Time of 404. We're gonna do it like this on a Thursday afternoon, beautiful in Montreal. Check out the Jamaican Association.
Talk about her.
They are right there until 8 o'clock tonight. Check out Mother Rita. Cooking up the good food for the elders, for everybody at least. You know what I'm saying? Man, Patrick said to pull up by the tune. Patrick, go and pick up yourself, you see? I know when it comes to the music, you know, see? People don't love the vibe, you see?
I've loved a few. I've had my share. I know love, I
for no more. No more in Jamaica, everywhere right now. It's not about Jamaica alone, it's everywhere right now. Because you know that the violence is all in Montreal, Aguan. Big time too, because you don't know. We're going to play the Bills and they'll come back and you know those continue vibes. It's all about CKUT 90.3 FM. Roger Motorcycle 12 every Thursday from 3 to 5.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
We've never met, and to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Since we've been talking about it for over a year, and you probably already know anyway, we've decided not to say it this time. So we're not going to tell you again that to protect yourself from COVID-19, you should wash your... And we certainly won't repeat once more that you should wear a... Or most importantly, that we must keep our... From others. Because you already know this is the best way to fight the virus. Even when you're vaccinated, let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Attention McGill undergraduate students. Referendum is upon us. Exercise your right to vote on questions that matter to you and your campus experience. Vote in the fall referendum period from Monday, November 8th to Friday, November 12th. Look for your ballot in your McGill student email between November 8th to 12th. Let's rock the vote.
A Tribe Called Red is the hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
Yes, yes, people. Also, don't forget about this Friday at the Jamaican Association. Don't know where you go. It's all about games night, right? This Friday night, come out and check it out. You know, see, come out and no, check it out. Come out and just come play some games. You know, see it. Because, you know, it's a lot of surprises going to give up there, right? They're going to give back to you guys, you know, some surprises. You know, see it. So, don't think you're going to come out the contest play and get back something. Right? Now, bingo, now, loading, now, this. Everything up there is going to come participate and enjoy yourself, you know, see, have some fun, you see. I want to say enough respect to the Jamaican Association board and everybody up there that's going to pick up yourself, you know, keep up the good work, you know, see it. Members, president, vice president, everybody and the board just going to pick up yourself, I don't know, say. I'm there with the item, see. I'm going to tell the people to come out, just vaccine on yourself, I'm going to come up there. And I see, don't come up there without a vaccine and come get in trouble, because it's not going to happen. See? It's all about Saturday nights also. Come up there, come enjoy yourself. A full place for everybody. You don't have to be Jamaican alone. Just come out and enjoy yourself. Let me have some fun. CKUT 90.3 FM. Because you don't know, you go. Roger Mode. We will continue the vibe like this.
Tell you truthfully about this good world and me. I want peace of mind, don't you see? I'm gonna get it, I know it's there somewhere for me. Gonna get love, I know that I will. Satisfaction gon' come until. Don't you fret now, I'll get love yet. Got this faith within me, just you wait a minute.
tell you truthfully about this good world and me. I want peace of mind, don't you see? I'm gonna get it, I know it's there somewhere for me. Gonna get love, I know that I will. Satisfaction gon' come until. Don't you fret, I get love yet. I got this faith within me, just you wait a minute.
Mr. Cocoa T, I'm going to break you down because you know I have a call on the line. I want to speak to her. You know, so you, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
How are you?
Not bad. And you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
You're doing well. Good to know that you're doing. Good to know that you're doing well.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Roger.
Excuse me?
I said it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah, you know, it's always, you know, so I wish everybody could be like you, you know, so we can sit in my chair, can we sit down and reason, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You know, so,
yeah.
Sharon, so how is everything going on up there, the association?
It's going good at the association. We're busy. There's a lot of fun and interesting things happening here tomorrow. Evening, members of the social committee at Jamaica Association are having games night.
Yeah.
From 8 until midnight. And then, you know, we have a regular Friday night social, but the members of the committee, Keisha, Alex, Yutan, Clyde, Rita, they're putting on something for the community. So, you know, inviting people to come out, definitely to have a good time. They're bingo and ludi and all those different games, dominoes also on the chart. So it's going to be fun. Our games night are always a fun night, you know? But tonight, you know, we started about 3 weeks ago now.
Yes.
It's our third week. We're having Seniors Lounge, where we are inviting seniors who are vaccinated and want to come out, a place to come out on a Thursday night. You know, it's a chill environment, a safe environment for them as well. And from between 3 and 9,
yeah,
we have our Seniors Lounge, and Rita is leading that, you know. But, you know, it's just a place to come back and kick back a bit and catch up with friends they haven't seen in a long time. Since last week, we had one of our members saying, you know, it's been a year and a half I've been in the house, and I really want to get out now. So, you know, just want to provide those spaces for people to come and have a good time and to feel comfortable and safe and happy to see the folks around them and to have something to eat. We're just right there in the kitchen right now making some fried chicken and some dumpling and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good thing though, because you know what, people who can see each other, meet and greet, you know, who never know each other, yeah, can come out, you know. But like I was saying, you know, some people, if they don't want to be there, just drop off them parents and then come pick them up back later on, you know what I mean? And make them have some little time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Once a vaccine, they can come out and things like that.
Yeah, we really want to promote that. As you know, we don't want to throw that at anybody. It's everybody's right. But we also need to, you know, ensure that everyone is safe and feel comfortable, and that's important, and that we're following the guidelines, which is also important.
That's, you know, it.
Mm-hmm. That's really important for us. So, yeah, that's what's happening. We'll be having a members meeting on Saturday. This is the members meeting before our annual general meeting in December, which is December 11th. There's going to be elections. So there, if people are eligible members, you see your name on our Facebook page with the list of eligible members. They want to submit their nomination to run for the board. It's a free and democratic system. If they pay their dues and they're active members, they can certainly submit their nomination to the email that's provided.
Yeah.
And they will be, you know, the membership will decide. They will have a chance to present and to show themselves and to talk about what they can bring to the association.
Yeah.
We always said it throughout the year that we're looking for talent, and we have talent, but, you know, you never know if people are going to continue or not, or what their ideas are. But if people want to give back to the association, we're certainly welcoming them. We're welcoming their ideas. We're welcoming their energy into the association as well. We need many people to make this thing work. It's not a few people. It's as many people as possible to make it work, you know?
As I said, the door is open for them to come in, and I say, as you say, it's not for we alone, for everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As I say, it's not, you don't have to be Jamaican to come and join the organization, you know what I mean? Because everyone join the organization, then I'll tell them what nationality are there, you know what I mean? Just come out, as I said, come out, and we have good ideas, because every person's idea counts, you understand?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Would I like to see more people come out and more people join the organization, you know, and come put in them 2 cents, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The Jamaican Association doing a lot, you know.
Yeah.
They're helping a lot with the food banquet.
Yeah.
And plus they have their school where you can learn French and things like that. You have everything there for them to can come in and participate, you know, take part in too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like Thursday today from 10 to 5, we have our food bank and everyone is welcome. It's the reality of our life. You know, we know that about 40% of Montreal's population is using food banks now because of everything that we see within the people have been experiencing or experiencing COVID. And we have, you know, we can say so, a pretty good food bank, a really dynamic, different food, different all kinds of things here for people. So, yeah, education, food, access, immigration documents for Jamaica. Yeah, you know, it's just really to reach out and to ask, ask the question, and you'll definitely be able to help or refer in some way.
Yeah, and they have a number you can call, right?
514-737-8229.
Also, you have the website.
Yep, jam-montreal.com.
That's
and,
it.
We're even starting, sorry, Roger, we're even starting something on vocational work. On the 24th of this month, we're having Glenn Spence, who is the owner of MTL Bagel. We're doing a webinar with him on that night from 7 to 9 about his business. He's looking for people to work, but he wants to also train people on how to, what the bagel business is all about. It's Montreal. Montreal's known for its bagels, and I hear and I know that he has some fabulous bagels. So, you know, there's an opportunity. There's all kinds of opportunities that we want to open up for folks, and this is a job opportunity. A business opportunity as well for those who are looking to, you know, go into something that they've never done before, but they could learn it.
Exactly.
You know, it's not hard. It's not hard.
Well, here in over everywhere, there's job out there, but these people don't want to work.
That's what we're seeing. Big companies and small companies finding it very hard to find people. And, you know, the question is, what's happening and why? But there's the opportunity. The opportunity is there, and it's ripe for those who are ready to take it.
Well, it's the idea. So they want to live their life, and now they want to enjoy. But like, you know, in a sense, the government is going to cut back on a lot of certain things, and things going up now. Things is not like going down. Things is raising up and up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And minimum wages is just on the 25 cents every year. You know what I'm saying? So people... If you understand, some people try their best to accommodate a lot of things. You know, even on some minimum wage, and try to pay more than minimum wage, you know, because some company will pay more than other company, you know, to make them things work, to move on. But some of these kids, I'm telling you, somebody will come today and tomorrow they don't come back, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a generation nowadays, right? You can't force them to work, you know what I mean? Especially the one that were born here.
It's a different generation like this. The Z generation, they have different realities or different wants, different asks. And I think society is trying to catch up to meet those asks.
Yeah.
You know, what they want at the same time. It's the knowledge of how to do the things and being engaged and being involved so that they can move up that corporate ladder wherever, you know, wherever they are, they can move that corporate ladder in the way that they want to. But being a part of it is the first step in understanding how things work in any industry, in any organization, right? And then once you take, you have those expertise, you can take it, you can take that to the bank, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, like some people say, Parents can do everything, you know. Your parents can only do a certain amount of things because some of the parents, they really have it hard for themselves, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they have to go out there and do what they got to do, you know what I mean? Plus, they have to come home. Like I always said, you know, I don't beat around the bush with that. I said, especially when it comes to our ladies when they have their kids, they have double 9 to 5. I call that double because they go to work in the morning, come home. They have to care the kids. I don't see the fathers. And fathers do the same thing too. You know what I mean? Not for the fathers. Them do things. You know what I mean? But the lady put in more effort. Because the kids, they always say, Mommy, I want this. Mommy, I cannot. Okay. Mommy, I need you to help me with my homework. You know? That's a stress. That's a lot of stress on parents them too. You know what I mean? I always look over everything, you know? So... I'm not going to bash no one, but you know what? Everybody have to come together and work together, right? Because this generation is coming, right? You're going to want them when they grow up later on, they're going to say, my kids are, you know, pass scholarship and I go to university and everything like that. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. you have to remember, you was there to fight the battle with them. Yes mm-hmm. or no? These are the things. So parents
yeah.
have to work together. It mm-hmm. take two to tangle, right?
That's right.
And when they're tangling, nobody knows. But when they're dividing, everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's where the kids get involved. And
mm-hmm.
when I think I want to tell the parents, then, like I always tell my son, I love you just like how your mother love you. Right? And I make enough effort different. My daughter get big, I tell them I love them the same way. Grandkids, I tell them I love them the same way.
That's you know what right.
Don't right. tell them love them, show them love, give them love. You know what I'm saying? Kids is not easy. Some of them is not easy to deal with. But you have to curve them. And mm-hmm. that's one of the things they don't like. They don't like when parents curve them and say, hey, don't do that. Then start to get
mm-hmm.
thing. You know, so there's a lot of different ways with kids.
Yeah.
Right? They're very tender and very mm-hmm. in emotion things. You know? Some are very aggressive. But parents are really have it hard. You know what I mean? So when you're tangling together, make sure you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, what a walk up on Kimberly. So, oh, no, no. It's nice talking to you, Sharon.
Nice talking to you. Always, Roger. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And before I go, I want to send a shout out to Conrad from CAA, who showed up at 11, almost midnight last night to help me with my car. I know he listens to your show because he saw the van and he said, oh, the Jamaica Association. I listen to Roger Moore every Thursday. So I want to give a shout out to Conrad from CAA. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, Conrad from CAA. All right. Go on, big up a
sale. All right.
It's nice talking to Sharon. You don't know,
Thanks. Thank you.
Big up a sale.
Take care. Ciao. All the best. See you soon. Bye.
Okay. You don't know, say the vice president from Jamaican Association. That you know, say, hey, you don't know, say, we have about a couple more minutes to go, right? So, I just want to play the song. All right? Just go like this.
What is wrong with the youths of today? Is the Babylon system leading them astray?
Could never let me do that nowhere.
Let the hypocritical system of the Babylon take you astray.
Babylon, yes. Love.
You've got to know yourself. Gotta know yourself.
I'm gonna tell you, man.
Just give thanks and praise to the Most High, to Rastafari, Selassie, every time. And grow your love.
Man, say, don't get loud
show
and be
the
proud.
Show the world that you're a dreadlocks.
Don't cut it.
Don't let the Eden lead you astray.
And say, show the world that is legend. And say,
grow your locks
to the ground.
Give thanks unto Jaja.
Every time.
Remember, you must pray to Farai.
And remember, say, when a bow in a door, and stand a rasta. Long time may take, they may not a rainbow. And when a bow in a door, and stand a rasta. Long time may take, they may not a rainbow. First time men who say Rastafari legit. And when me take a little briefing on numbers, chapter 6, read Revelation, I was astonished when one day mark of the beast that are 666.
Grow your lungs. You know that I'm a dreadlock. Your daddy saying you shouldn't play with me, but it's alright. Grow your lungs.
Grow it freely.
Your father is a poor job.
Nothing is wrong, man.
He don't want you dealing with me.
Don't listen to them.
But listen.
Some people spread propaganda about long hair is a sin. But me challenge anyone. I mean, what them can't win. Cause any day them show me the Bible where it say man victory. Me give them scissors and a comb and make them cut off everything.
Grow your lungs. Oh, no. This a dread your aim, the smoke. I man don't drink no white rum. I man don't smoke crack.
Would never know that.
I man only smoke this sensei.
Watch this.
Listen.
We make no flying fret and no hidden mouth check. God them can't overstand Rastafari yet. No one no stop check. Pandevites where we are get to them. Don't know this is
Tony Andres, Coco T, alongside Tony Rebel.
Show the world you are a genius. Don't let the Eden try to stop you.
You hear that, Marcus?
Grow your love. Show the world that you're a genius. Don't let the Babylon try to fool you.
Watch this. Said if you're sight of fullness and you want to grow your love, don't listen to chat, no bother, watch nothing fit, try make you stop. Your trader, you hunted, and I your contract, so from your sign the agreement, you can't turn back.
Grow your love.
Fire baby, fire baby, fire baby, fire baby, fire baby.
Cause you left me. And I've got no place to go now. No.
Friend of mine, have given you a chance to love me.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Tame Impala. In concert. Tame Impala, Slow Rush Tour. An incredible transcendent live performance.
She just said, is it true? Is it true? Tell me now. It's a promise I can make. And I won't.
Tame Impala, Place Belle, March 10th.
I don't know. I don't care.
Get tickets now at evinco.ca.
I'm Martin Carly, and I like to popularize science. Vaccination against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11 has begun. As parents, you may be asking if the vaccine is safe and effective. The answer is yes. The vaccine is approved by Health Canada and has been the subject of numerous studies involving thousands of people, including children. Experts also closely monitor any adverse effects that may occur after vaccination.
For more information, visit quebec.ca/youthvaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Fly, fly,
butterfly,
there it is.
my window. A rainbow of butterflies. Butterflies everywhere. Flying there, flying there. There were flying butterflies everywhere. Flying there. It was simply to turn around and fly away.
Fly, fly, fly.
Now watch out.
My rascal, so see it. Just play like that, you know, cause you don't know. So next week, they're gonna brand this tune, cause you don't know. But like that, see. Alongside Liberty Silver, we don't want to turn to one big one, see, cause you don't know it all. Think of butterfly. You don't know where you're going. It's all about positive vibe, CKUT 90.3 FM. We have about 8 minutes to go, and then we're going to get out of here, because you don't know, say, after hours, it's going to come up and take over. Before I get out of here, because someone is going to play them a track, you know, see it, so I'm going to drop it like this. It's all about next week. Next week, simply the same time. Let's see. Look out for my family, Keisha. Birthday, big time, you know, see it. You know, on the 27th. Give more info like that, and I say on the 27th. Keisha, go and pick up the 7th. You're very strong when you come up in the car. You don't know, sir. We're going to blast. You know, see it? I'm gonna leave you like this and see.
And
Oh, what a revelation
to see. Someone was saying, I love you to me. Oh,
someone like you. And at times like this, I'd be right by your side. Lay your troubles on my shoulders, put your worries in my pocket, rest your love on me a while.
Pick up to Bridget as well, you know, see. Pick up to the front line, massive, I'm gonna say.
Send my pocket, rest your love on me a while.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me, stand by me. That we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea. Yeah, honey, you are my shining star. Don't you go away.
Run it, run, oh, run, run it, run it. Run it.
Wanna be
fire, baby.
To say you look better in the dark. Oh, but now they'd give all they learned in school to be somewhere in the dark with you. Oh, yes, they would.
Run it,
run it, teacher,
run it, run it, run it.
Fire, baby.
Attention McGill undergraduate students, referendum is upon us. Exercise your right to vote on questions that matter to you and your campus experience. Vote in the fall referendum period from Monday, November 8th to Friday, November 12th Look for your ballot in your McGill student email between November 8th to 12th. Let's rock the vote.
Spread your wings.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint-Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine. Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a river. Blessing up a flow like a river.
Tame Impala in concert. Tame Impala, Slow Rush Tour. An incredible transcendent live performance.
She just said, is it true?
Tame Impala, Plus Bell, March 10th. Get tickets now at evinco.ca.
All right.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Cough into your elbow.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with your loved ones this holiday season, make sure to keep following the sanitary measures. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There is this thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. What? Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called?
The news brought to you live.
Okay, it's recording.
And welcome to Labor Radio. It is Thursday.